It's time to hear from folks in the arts community in the VPR listening area. We'll hear about a trio of musicians from the New York area who'll play in downtown Burlington, also in the latest in a summer concert series in East Fairfield, and a reading by an author in Burlington. First today is Monique Gilbert of Jericho. She has this suggestion to go see a trio of musicians at Havoc Gallery in downtown Burlington.
Micah Shevaloff, the founder of the Voodoo Jets and a superb songsmith and pianist, is headlining the concert. He'll be accompanied by Beth Patella, who was the best singer-songwriter in Connecticut in 2015, and by New York native guitarist Mark Schulman, who has played with many greats, including the Suzanne Vega Band. This free event of fabulous music will take place against the backdrop of an open-air gallery showing local artist Bruce McDonald's unique, one-of-a-kind stainless steel light sculptures.
See that show at Havoc Friday, June 19th. The gallery opens at 5 and the music begins at 7:30. Next is musician Jim Eichelberger from East Fairfield. He has the latest of the Meeting House on the Green Vermont Treasures concert series.
Country and jazz with a dash of klezmer. Vermont singer-songwriter Mary McGinnis, saxophonist and clarinet player Gus Ziesing with Steve Weiner on percussion. The trio will feature McGinnis' own evocative music, interspersed with iconic songs by Lucinda Williams, Leonard Cohen, and Michael Hurley, to name a few.
That concert takes stage Friday, June 26th. Showtime is from 7 till 9. Fresh hot pizza made in the hearth right there on the green is available, too. Lastly today is musician Peg Tassie from Plainfield. She suggests seeing writer Faye Webern on Tuesday, June 23rd.
Author Faye Webern, who is 88, born to Russian Jewish immigrant parents who were descendants of revolutionaries, and she grew up in the first experimental utopian housing project, which was built on the Lower East Side of New York City. Faye's stories are really visual and vibrant, and they're about things like her friend the Chinese laundromat, the gypsies selling grapes to the Jews for their Passover wine, the men playing poker in the back room of the candy store while kids sit around them as good luck charms. As Faye grows up, she's part of the booming modern art scene, and a young artist painted Faye's portrait and called it Spirit of Defiance. And to me, Faye still embodies that spirit.
That reading by Faye Webern is Tuesday, June 23rd at the Light Club Lamp Shop next to Duino in downtown Burlington. Find details about these events at vpr.net/arthounds.